You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Psalm 47 and verse 4. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. One way, or the only way, to live a peaceful life, error-free life, mistake-free life, is to allow God to guide you, to choose for you. He says, he shall choose our inheritance for us. When Lot and Abraham had issue, Abraham told Lot to choose. He looked with his own eyes and chose the land that he thought, this is a fertile land. But when he left, the Bible says, and God told Abraham to look up. Now, Abraham chose based on the direction of God. Lot chose by his own human reasoning. He just felt that maybe if I relocate to Germany, maybe my life will be better. He didn't bother to know, God, where will you want me to be? Did you remember when Jesus was going to choose his own disciples, what he did? He spent time praying overnight before he chose his disciples. When Abraham felt it was time for Isaac to have a wife, he prayed, and that servant prayed that God will show him the woman that he had appointed. I'm just saying all of this to show you that there is a God that helps us to make a choice. When the disciples were going to choose the replacement for Judas, they said, "Oh Lord, you are the one that knows the heart of men. Show us the person that you have chosen." So there's an understanding that, see, we can't choose by ourselves. I've heard people say, "Oh no, God created us as creation of choice." It is true. God created us as creation of choice so that we can choose him. It's not so that we can choose independent of him. It is so that we can choose him. You can ask God to guide you. You can ask God to direct you. But if you go on your own way, then you will have to bear the consequence. There is no way as human you can make some right decisions. Because see, how do you factor in so many things? For example, I don't understand how anybody can marry without the help of God. To be honest, I honestly don't understand how people do it without God. I don't know. Because there are many things you can never factor in. You say you like a slim woman. You went for a slim woman. After giving birth, she became Yokozuna. What are you going to do? Are you going to throw her away? And there was no way. I've seen a lady before that. She was extremely slim. Extremely slim. And then she got married and gave birth. I'm telling you, the next time I was going to see her, I didn't even know how to address her again. She was extremely, extraordinarily big. How do you factor that in? How do you know the heart of men? How do you know what people will do, what they will become? How do you factor all of those things? He said, he shall choose our inheritance for us. You know, you must get to a point where you trust God's choice. And you are simply saying, God, what will you have me do? Just tell me which way you want me to go. What is it that you want to do with my life? I don't know anything. I don't know how to do it. Because there are too many things you can't even factor in. Do you know somebody that will backslide tomorrow? There are people who got married. They thought they got married as born again Christians. Now one of them have gone back into the world and the marriage had collapsed. You need God to choose right. You need God to guide you. Trust him. Even when the decision may not make sense, but you are sure this is how the Lord is leading you, just go ahead. Let me tell you something. When God chooses, it usually doesn't make sense. Because God does not choose according to man's senses. God chooses according to his own divine plan. It may not make sense to you. In fact, you may not see anything in it. You may be wondering, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Yet Jesus came out of Nazareth. Brethren, learn to trust God to guide you. In daily things, let me tell you, you want to buy a laptop, you want to buy a car, you want to buy a pen, you want to buy a phone. I remember recently we had to change our phone. It was a prayer point for me. It was so serious that, you know, I went somewhere, I wanted to buy something else, and my eye just went on a phone. I made inquiry about the phone. I couldn't afford it, but I left it. I came back home, and then I came to read about it. And I kept saying, God, what kind of phone do I buy? Because see, until you start using a phone, you cannot really be 100% sure what it will offer you, except you had used that particular model of phone before. You are not going to be sure. I did research, I did everything, and everything points to me that phone that I saw, it was a divine ordering of my step to see that phone, and that I should go and buy that phone. Eventually, when money came, it was that phone that we bought. And it has proven beyond any doubt that we made the right decision. You may take it for granted and say, ordinary phone, this is the one I like, let me just buy it. And it will look as if there is no consequence that you just bought it. I know what it means for God to lead you to buy something. By the time people are changing phone after 2 years, you discover that 5 years you are still using this phone. People say, how come this thing lasts so long with you? Because God saw it. Even the particular one that was picked for you that day, it was God who was ordering the steps. Don't take anything for granted. Don't just think that I can make this decision. Many of you are waiting until you want to make big decisions. Who told you? How did you determine which one is big, which one is not big? How did you determine it? I know a young man who just finished higher institution. And if his friend came home and said, please, I want to go and check my own result. Can you just please follow me? And he followed him. The journey was up. The journey should be less than 45 minutes. Guess what? He died. They had an accident and he died. This is somebody I lived with. This is somebody I know very well. It looks like a small decision. Just a friend coming in the evening and say, please, I want to just quickly go and check my result. It's a 15 minutes drive. So let's just go there and then I'll check it and then we'll come back. And he died. Don't take it for granted. Ask God to guide you. You want to go on an holiday? Don't just sit and say, somebody says Spain. Spain is a nice place. I want to go to Spain. Go to the Lord. Lord, do you even want me to go? And where do you want me to go? Do you know there are people who prayed like that? Do you know the disciple of Jesus? Do you know what they asked him? They said, where do you want us to prepare for you? Everybody that worked with God learned how to allow God to guide them. That is how life became easy and smooth for them. May God give you understanding. May you allow him to choose your inheritance for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.